We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll open the phones up later on for whatever is on your mind. This morning on my mind, next hour, my recommendation to the Charlotte Disturber editorial board of the Democrat presidential candidate they ought to endorse. You're asking, well, J.D., why would you bother offering that to the great minds at the Disturber? Well, they're always telling Republicans how to act when they never bother to vote for a Republican. So I just thought I would return the favor. Also next hour, since I have a presence in both geographical entities and areas, what Mecklenburg County, North Carolina has in common with Maricopa County, Arizona. And also next hour, maybe somebody listening on WORD or Word, or technically I think the call letters now are WYRD. At any rate, maybe you can give us the word on what on earth is going on over in Malden, South Carolina, where apparently now you can put on your badge, strap on your gun, and get kinky. There is some sort of sex scandal at the Malden Police Department, and apparently the contagion has spread to firefighters. You play with matches, so to speak. That's all next hour. But this hour, we begin by taking note of the fact that it is Flag Day, June 14th. And in addition to being Flag Day, it is also the birthday of our President Donald J. Trump. President Trump is 73 today. History tells us that he is our most mature, that is, in terms of age. He is our oldest president at 73. And a whole topic that you may want to go into with open phones a bit later is we're living longer and, by and large, happier lives, given the fact that you have not only President Trump, but Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders in the septuagenarian set. Bernie, soon to be an octogenarian, are we now going to have presidents who all back in the 70s might be reaching for the Geritol bottle? Just something you can think about there. On the president's birthday eve, if you will, yesterday, in the East Room of the White House, He made an announcement which has made news, and since it's made news, we're going to talk about it. Let's listen to President Trump yesterday in the East Room of the White House.
And I thought maybe I'd just take a moment. So at the White House, and been with me now 3.5 years before I won, before the election, is a person, a friend, a woman, a great, great, magnificent person, actually, named Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she's very popular. She's very popular.
Oh, she is popular. She got the applause there. And then the president continued on, because even though he's getting the presents today, yesterday, you could argue that the president bestowed a rhetorical present on Ms. Huckabee Sanders, a political endorsement. Listen.
And she's going to be leaving the service of her country, and she is going to be going, I guess you could say private sector, but I hope she's going to, she's comes from a great state, Arkansas. That was a state I won by a lot, so I like it, right? But we love Arkansas, and she's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy, and her family. And I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
So there's the political endorsement. Like her dad, Mike Huckabee, might Sarah Sanders become governor of Arkansas? To immediately respond, she didn't focus on any of that. She simply thanked the president. Listen.
This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president. He has accomplished so much in these 2.5 years, and it's truly been something I will treasure forever. It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it.
So she's loved the gig. But there's something else, some people she loves even more. That's why instead of G-O-V, period, before her name in a couple of years, right now she's clinging to the salutation M-O-M. Here she is again.
It's truly the most special experience. The only one I can think of that might top it just a little bit is the fact that I'm a mom. I have 3 amazing kids, and I'm going to spend a little more time with them. And in the meantime, I'm going to continue to be one of the most outspoken and loyal supporters of the president and his agenda. And I know he's going to have an incredible 6 more years and get a whole lot more done.
And speaking of getting things done, with Sarah Huckabee Sanders taking her leave at the end of the month, who will take her place? Now, coming up, we're going to get into the name game, and this always happens in Washington as reporters reach out to unnamed sources, and sometimes folks are mentioned because other people want to move them out of the way. That is the case with a man who's held a lot of jobs already from the area we used to call Metrolina. Just a bit south of Charlotte. We'll talk about some of those names, that name in particular, and why that's kind of nutty. And also, I will present to you my choice for presidential press secretary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's J.D. Hayworth in for Vince Coakley. Your call's coming up, but as we established earlier, and the announcement was made yesterday in the East Room of the White House, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is taking her leave at the end of the month, and President Trump will be looking for a new press secretary, so the name game starts. And a website, Inquisitor.com, to me surprisingly, lists the name of former South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney. Now, Mick is the acting chief of staff. And let me just tell you the way Washington works. Once you become the chief of staff, even if you're acting or interim or whatever prefix appellation you want to put on there, once you've been chief of staff, the notion of becoming press secretary, I don't think that's going to happen. The guy who's probably going to get the gig, I could go through all these other names, but I just don't think that's likely. Ironically, the guy who may end up with the gig is a guy I knew back in the 2016 campaign as the press spokesman for Mike Huckabee. That would be Hogan Gidley. And nothing against Hogan, but I've got my own choice for the gig. However, calls are coming in right now to talk about the press secretary's job. And let's begin in Charlotte with Ralphie.
Good morning, JD. I would like to see Rush Limbaugh take the job and be able to do his radio show out of the White House, not only take the golden EIB microphone, but take the golden paddle up there and have a little corporate punishment. And when this stupid mainstream media makes outrageous lies and comments, take them to task and give them about five good whacks with the golden paddle.
Now, it's an interesting thought, Ralphie. Very interesting thought. Not so much the corporal punishment thing, but the notion that L. Rushbow would walk away from Southern Command in Palm Beach, go on the banks of the Potomac, and I know that FDR had his dollar-a-year men, the titans of industry, coming to help him during, gosh, almost four terms in office. But somehow I think L. Rushbow is just going to keep that golden EIB mic there in Florida. So, but it's an interesting thought, Ralphie, and we thank you for offering your desired press secretary. Another caller from Charlotte. This time it's Steve joining us with his thoughts. Hi, Steve.
Hey, JB. How you doing, sir?
Fine, thanks.
Good, good. Listen, I think it should be either I think this would be a really good pick, Nikki Haley, if she would take it.
She's too busy getting ready to run for president.
Yeah, she is. I think she is. But, you know, if she's not interested, how about this? Now, this is interesting. I don't think he'd do it because he's too polarizing, but Mark Levin.
Well, Mark, out of law, and you may be aware of this, Steve.
Yeah,
Mark, for whom I've been privileged to guest host and been a featured guest during my days in office and running for office, Mark is such a smart guy. Out of law school, when Ed Meese was attorney general, he hired Mark not just as a staffer, but as chief of staff.
Hey, that's so amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he is incredibly brilliant. But again, you got the problem of, he's making all that Eddie money, all that Johnny paycheck, all that Johnny cash in his broadcasting gig, and it's probably tough to give it up. But I thank you for placing his name in nomination, as it were. From Fort Mill, John is on the line. Hi, John.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, I think a good candidate would be Candace Owens, because she's a strong, conservative, African-American woman. And I think that would really, the way she handled herself in front of Congress, she's very articulate.
Boy, yeah, that's an interesting name to put forward. She is brilliant and articulate and also happens to be quite young. So right. The Republican pollster Frank Luntz, who in his younger days bore a disturbing resemblance to the movie mannequin, the movie ventriloquist mannequin or dummy, Chucky, Frank Luntz is saying the GOP may lose young voters over this hoo-ha about global warming. So Candace Owens would heat that up. So, John, we thank you for putting her name in nomination. Let me flip over all the cards and let you hear who I believe would be ideal. No offense to Hogan Gidley, good guys, probably going to get the gig. But a young lady you see on Fox, in fact, I've shared panels with her on the Fox News channel. She writes for The Federalist. Her name is Molly Hemingway, and yesterday she proffered an answer on a special report with Brett Baer that I could picture behind the podium in the White House press room with all the slobbering leftists trying to accuse President Trump of treason. Listen.
George Stephanopoulos' good friend Hillary Clinton took information from a foreign government. If it is a huge problem to take information from a foreign government, he should be asking her and Democrats, you know, Democratic National Committee, secretly bought and paid for this dossier that by their own accounting was sourced to government officials in Russia. So if this is a huge problem, and many people have been telling us for years that it is, why aren't the media doing more to find out exactly what happened there? Why they created this hoax conspiracy theory? How they got it into the highest levels of the government? I would like to see some people ask some tough questions of those people.
And that answer and her ability to write and the fact that, well, reporters themselves back in the day, before they thought they were partisan politicians who could take on the president, used to call themselves ink-stained wretches. I'm not going to say that about Molly. I am going to say that she handles herself quite well and is incredibly articulate, and I think she'd do a bang-up job. Now, Molly was answering the question about what you and I talked about yesterday, and I told you there was going to be a firestorm about that. Our crack production team is keeping an eye on the clock. Do I have time to play the cut that started all this talk? Yes, we take you back 2 days ago. ABC's World News Tonight, blatant Clinton partisan, big-time leftist Democrat, and, oh, objective senior anchor at ABC News, George Stephanopoulos, toddles over to the presidential desk as the president's sitting there. It's the only way George could look down on the president. And then he asked this question.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
Yeah, so there's the president yesterday with an honest answer.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
George Snoffelopoulos, Stephanopoulos, the one-time Clinton operative who during his days in the White House had won a big deal that old Bill did what he could to help those Chinese fellers because those Chinese fellers helped him, you know what I mean? Yeah, Yalin, Charlie Tree and all those guys bringing all those folks over. In fact, there's one old fella, what was his name, Ted Siong, the financier of Red Pagoda Chinese Communist Cigarettes. I think he ushered in the daughter of the Chinese equivalent of the CIA. Oh, mercy. Anyway, I digress. This morning on Fox and Friends in a telephone interview, President Trump pointed out all these people who are upset. Wait a minute. Of course I'd have to see, read, or hear the information before I even go to the FBI. So, you know, first of all, everybody's getting this thing cockamamie so readily rabid is the ravenous partisan press corps at the White House, a press corps who will soon greet a new press secretary. Who might that be? Spencer in Charlotte has an idea for us.
Hey, why do they need a press secretary in the first place? Sarah Sanders has had a press conference in quite a while, and if they didn't have a press secretary, that would solve the Jim Acosta problem.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thought, and of course, let's not forget, and by the way, thank you for that perspective, Spencer, but we should also point out that a guy I knew, in fact, I made a big mistake. After I left Congress, I was in New York visiting with Bill Shine back when he was running talent for Fox, and he asked, "What would I move to New York?" And like an idiot, I asked, "Well, can't I just do a show from Arizona?" That's when I learned the world had changed, and when a broadcast entity says, "Will you move here?" you go, "Yeah, you bet." Of course, Bill Shine, after the whole Roger Ailes thing, left Fox News and then went to work at the White House as the communications director. And President Trump has not filled that job because people say basically he's his own communications director. Oh, one other name in the news of a female White House staffer. All this talk about Kellyanne Fitzpatrick Conway. Now, we knew her as Kellyanne Fitzpatrick in her maiden name days before she married the guy who hates the president's guts, George Conway. Anyway, the talk is Kellyanne Conway ought to be kicked out of the White House because of the Hatch Act. Real simple way to handle that, you just send her back to the campaign. So who will get the gig? I guess I'm kind of making some news this morning. Back when Sean Spicer was on the hot seat, my friend Steve Bannon was still at the White House, and I can tell you we exchanged emails, and I said, well, what about that gig if Sean is let go? And Steve said, yeah, send some of your stuff up, you know, when you're matching wits on these cable shows. I did, and, I didn't get a call back. But let me take the opportunity to say, should my president and my nation need my service once again, I stand ready to offer it. However, given the candid comments that I make from behind this microphone, well, I don't know, that might be a disincentive. Now, why does the president, some people might ask, they say, yeah, you know, it started with the whole Twitter thing about how that was not presidential. Apparently, the model for Republican presidents in recent memory, since the last Republican president before Donald Trump was George W. Bush, apparently the notion was there had to be like a passive-aggressive thing where you sit there silently. And especially in your second term, you tell people you're going to be a statesman. And that means Democrats can beat the H-E double hockey sticks out of you, but you just take it out on the Republicans who happen to stand up for border issues. Not that I live that, which I did. But this president, as I said the other day, is both a statesman and a street fighter. And quite frankly, it is not less than dignified. In fact, it is the very model of a modern statesman amidst all the noise and all the hostility that the president take his own argument to the people, especially when you take a look at those who oppose him in government. The Speaker of the House, the president now calls her Nervous Nancy Pelosi. And that's a little more charitable than, I'm sorry, I got to tell you just candidly, I think that there are some age-related issues going on upstairs in the old noggin with Nancy. But she does understand, even as she continues to, quote, grow up, Nancy does understand that she is supposed to take aim at the president and be as provocative and as hostile as possible. Here is the Speaker of the House at her Thursday press conference.
Yesterday, the president gave us once again evidence that he does not know right from wrong. It's a very sad thing. Very sad thing that he does not know right from wrong. I believe that he has been involved in a criminal cover-up. I've said that before. And our investigation is demonstrating that the Mueller report showed obstruction of justice in at least 10, perhaps 11 places.
All right. Now, you could probably make that out through the slur. And by the way, isn't it interesting that both Speaker Pelosi and former Vice President Biden have developed a septuagenarian slur? Now, it could be with the dental work because they both flash Hollywood smiles. And I don't mean to be uncharitable, but I just have to tell you, with those two, let me just say it this way, with those two, with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, age is an issue. But you have the Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency, getting behind the rostrum and using her office to claim the President of the United States is involved in a criminal conspiracy. This is how far we have fallen. When the evidence is clear and demonstrable that no such conspiracy was hatched by Donald Trump or any of his targets, others were picked up on so-called process crimes by Mueller and his team of rabid leftists from the independent counsel's office, but process crimes are a lot different than heading up a criminal conspiracy. Yesterday, saying the president's involved in a criminal cover-up. The recovering congressman, J.D. Hayworth, in for Vince Coakley. And before the break, I let you in on what I presume to be the youthful avocation of so many leftists, audio-visual equipment. And here's the reason why. In addition to a kind of natural nerdish behavior, think about Pajama Boy in the Obamacare ads. In addition to that kind of nerdish proclivity, so many on the left end up, are you ready for this? Get ready. End up as projectionists. Speaker Pelosi is projecting onto President Trump the behavior of the Democrat nominee in 2016, Hillary Clinton, who was so much into a cover-up, she and her staff took ball-peen hammers to their smartphones and bleach bit to their web servers. Now, that's a cover-up. But Nancy, one thing she has mastered, even though pronunciations and memories become less clear for the speaker, she has mastered the instinct to always attack and accuse your opponents of what it is you are doing. Now, it's even worse from the twin pictures of malfeasance who manned the intelligence community in the age of Obama. John Brennan is one of the guys. He's Tweedledum. But Tweedledumber is James Clapper, who served as Mr. Obama's Director of National Intelligence, or DNI. And the other night on CNN, former Director Clapper, a.k.a. Tweedledumber, the one-time DNI, told a bald-face L.I.E. Listen.
I've run out of adjectives to describe the reaction to this. You know, incredible, amazing, I think stunning and disturbing that the president would advocate the use of accepting information provided by a foreign country, notably a foreign adversary. And in doing so, completely overlooking the fact that this could probably would be disinformation. In other words, completely phony. And to endorse that, and then in doing so, endorse, undercut the FBI and its director. It's just incredible. And I can't get over the duplicity of it.
Oh, it's interesting. You had mentioned the word duplicity, Tweedledumber. You, perhaps more than anybody else save your fellow slime ball, John Brennan, you certainly understand duplicity, don't you, Mr. Clapper? Because after all, you went before a Senate committee and flat out lied. Perhaps that is why you have developed this on-air persona of being a guy with his brain scrambled, akin to a poor homeless individual who somehow got a hold of a combination of Boone's Farm wine and battery acid. You affect this vacant kind of stare, and I'll hand it to you. In terms of personal hygiene, they clean you up and dress you up and make you up. But you come in with the trashy lies that have put CNN into a ratings tailspin. And I guess the public has gotten wise to the kind of tripe you're serving up. Again, a projectionist. submitted not for your approval, but consideration, former Obama Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, proving he will lie like H-E double hockey sticks to try to keep himself out of the slammer for the very thing he is accusing the President of the United States of when the President was answering a hypothetical question. But wait, there are more shenanigans from CNN. To wit, or to witless, it's Don Lemon. Oh, Don Lemon. He was on the other night, in addition to having on James Clapper. No, I beg your pardon. James Clapper was with Anderson Cooper. Don Lemon had on, I believe this guy is a CNN Justice Department correspondent. And forgive me, I cannot pronounce his last name. His first name is Shimon. His last name, if I were to anglicize it, would be Prokupkiz. Shimon Prokupkiz. And it's interesting, both Don Lemon and Shimon Prokupkiz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.